In the spring of 1942, official posters went up across the West Coast in Arizona. All people of Japanese ancestry had a week to report to assembly centers. Ultimately, more than 100,000 Japanese Americans were forcibly imprisoned in internment camps. That included nearly 8,000 people at the Topaz Camp near Delta, Utah. This week is when we remember those camps. Ray Ellen Bischel with the Mountain West News Bureau takes us to one former site in Colorado.
The government built 10 camps scattered across the country, four of them right here in the Mountain West. Barbed wire and guard towers armed with machine guns and searchlights surrounded the perimeters.
They had nowhere to go.
That's John Toni, a photography professor at the University of Northern Colorado. He spent years photographing these sites.
It's a very, very small part of what happened in America that most people don't get.
Toni isn't just speaking from an academic's point of view. His parents, his grandparents, aunts and uncles lived through this.
And I turn left here.
Yeah.
On a frigid February day, he takes me to the site in Colorado where his dad's side of the family lived for 3 years. It was the summer of 1942 when his family arrived here from their hometown of Los Angeles. They came in trains with the shades pulled down, so they couldn't see much outside along the way. When they got out, they saw a hastily built military camp on a bare, sandy hill outside Grenada, Colorado.
Let's go to this way.
They were assigned to live in a barrack like this one.
So it would have been one light bulb.
A bare light bulb, a potbelly stove, cots for the bed, and that's about it.
Outside, it was plains in all directions. There wasn't a single tree. The internees took care of that pretty quickly, though. They bought elm tree saplings and planted them all around camp.
Just to make it look less austere. Because imagine if you didn't have weeds, it just was flat ground.
No one knew how long they'd have to stay here, but over the 3 years of its existence, the site held more than 7,300 internees.
It was a city. It functioned like a normal city, except that there was barbed wire and guard towers.
In fact, it became the 10th largest city in Colorado. Boy Scouts raised the American flag every day at the elementary school. Residents built koi ponds and grew vegetables. There was even a tofu factory and a silkscreen shop where internees printed recruitment posters for the U.S. Navy. But Toni says making the best of a bad situation didn't erase the pain of being labeled an enemy. He says his relatives were full of shame and anger.
That they were locked up. That they were different. That they were considered potentially an enemy.
Internment was hard on everyone, but at least the kids could go to school. Toni's grandfather was a fisherman. He didn't have anything to do out here in the dry plains. So instead, he started trapping birds and hunting rattlesnakes.
Right there, out that field. He used to be full of rattlesnakes out here. He'd kill the rattlesnakes, he'd cut off the rattles, and when I was younger, he gave me one whole skin, a bunch of rattles, and a couple of their fangs.
It was 3 years before the war ended and Toni's family returned to California to start rebuilding their lives. When they did, Toni's grandfather brought a memento with him.
He dug up a cactus and put in a little vase and took it to L.A. with him.
It was a scraggly little cactus, about the size of a fist.
It had to have been really special to my grandfather for him to care, but it just, to me, just doesn't make sense because it came from such a, maybe because it came from such a bad place.
Toni says for as long as his grandfather lived, he barely ever mentioned camp, but he kept that little cactus alive, prominently displayed at the front of the house. These days, Toni says, the news keeps reminding him about that piece of history.
You know, I remember the first time I saw the America First slogan, and I thought, are we returning to that kind of attitude?
To that particular brand of fear and nationalism, he says, that led to his family's imprisonment. It turns out others may be thinking the same thing. For years, Americans of Japanese descent have made annual pilgrimages to visit one of the bigger internment camps, Manzanar, in California. Lately, they've started inviting along their Muslim neighbors. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bischel.